Sticks grunted, as if her words had caught him off guard. Why the hell would I enslave anyone? He waved a hand around the office, which was stripped of most of the frou-frou nonsense that filled the rest of the house. If it weren't for Darcy, I wouldn't even have servants. I would live alone in my caves. Brigitte shrugged. Roban also said you were going to send the wares to Italy. Something about their old hunting grounds. They should be so lucky, Styx muttered. Salvatore has done nothing but bitch and gripe about the weather in Kansas City. He would love to return to Italy, although I doubt he'd be willing to be confined to his old hunting grounds. Styx paused, as if struck by a sudden thought. Still, I might consider the possibility. The mangy fur bag too often forgets that I'm at the top of the food chain. There was a glint in the Anasso's dark eyes, as if he was deliberately trying to provoke her. A wasted effort. She had no loyalty to Salvatore, the king of wares. She'd never met the male, and had no interest in being part of a pack. She'd given up any right to a family. Mariam has proof, she told the towering vampire. Show me. Brigitte held out the wooden box, and there. Ooh. Louvet's wings fluttered. A mystery box. Can I open it? Styx took the lacquered container, then, with a mocking smile, he shoved it toward the gargoyle. Knock yourself out. Louvet wavered, clearly torn between his insatiable curiosity and the realization that there might be something dangerous hidden inside. Folding his hands behind his back, Louvet wrinkled his snout. On second thought, you should have the honor. There was a whisper of a chilled breeze as she stepped past her, in full raven mode. Taking the box from his master, he flipped open the lid. Styx leaned forward, peering inside.
Scrolls.
Brigitte rolled her eyes at his puzzled tones. Why are vampires so baffled by scrolls? My uncle devoted endless hours to reading and creating them.
Only a fool writes down his private thoughts or secret plans,
Styx informed her, with an arrogance that set her teeth on edge.
Really? Brigitte drawled. Then why do they have your signature and your fancy-ass official seal?
She took a scroll from the box and studied the wax seal before he unscrolled it. Was that what you did to scrolls? Unscroll them? Whatever you called it, she handed the opened scroll to Styx.
She's right.
Thanks, Captain Obvious, Brigitte mocked.
She merely regarded her with a steady gaze, but the Anasso released a warning growl.
You do know I could kill you and no one would care?
The king demanded.
I would care, Louvet promptly protested.
Warmth stole through her heart, even as Styx made a strangled sound of irritation.
You don't count, you chunk of granite, the vampire snapped.
Louvet stuck out his tongue, but Brigitte was already turning away. She'd finished what she'd come here to do. She didn't have to stick around to be insulted by a leech.
Let them burn the world to the ground. I don't care, she said. Enjoy the Armageddon.
Stop.
She glanced over her shoulder, her steps never slowing. You're not the boss of me.
I'm sorry.
The harsh words brought Brigitte to an astonished halt. Slowly, she turned to confront the massive vampire.
Excuse me?
Styx looked as if he had a lemon shoved in his mouth.